Hello. I know you just heard us doing the news and an interview before that, but we love Thursdays. And do you know why we love Thursdays, Ben?
Because it's a day away from the last day of the show and then I can leave.
No, we love Thursdays because we get to talk to Ben from Green Lane Markets. How's it going?
Good morning. I love Thursdays too. It's almost Friday. I know. Like a mini Friday.
It's great,
isn't it?
Weekend's
nearly here.
It's great. Yeah, I know. Thursdays are like this nice little, you know, almost there.
And it's funny you say it because the weekend is going to be jam-packed.
It is.
Especially on Sunday the 18th from 10 to 2 in the Wilder Smith City Colombo Street car park, if I do say so myself.
That's right. Big Green Lane Market this weekend on Sunday.
Yes.
You see it in the break. 75 vendors?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we've got a lot of our small, ethical, local, sustainable businesses all coming out to... Awesome. Have a big market day, so really looking forward to our first takeover market down at the Wilder in Smith City.
That's so exciting. It's going to be jam-packed.
You'll be hard to miss it, frankly.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. If you're anywhere near the area, I'm sure you'll hear the sounds of delight and you'll be running on over. So you said you have 75 vendors. I mean, I'm sure this is difficult because A, there's 75 vendors, which is a lot, and B, I'm sure you love them all. But is there any vendors that you're really excited about people getting to see and witness and buy from?
It's hard to pick out a favorite.
It's like picking a child.
Yeah. Something cool that's happening in the Wilder space, there's going to be two girls that are doing stick and poke tattoos and they're sharing a stall.
Nice,
so,
cool.
They're both going to be working together, doing a shared stall, both doing tattoos.
Wow,
so
that's so cool.
And really excited to see some of the new food vendors and try some of the new food that's coming down.
Yes.
Love that.
And the new clothes too. I always find some deals.
Yeah. Definitely. You'll always find something.
As per usual, you've brought a lovely plant in.
Yeah.
Do a spiel to us about it.
This one looks
This
one's giving me very like elegant vibes. You know? It looks very like it's only three leaves, but each one is like, I'm a perfect leaf, you know? It's very elegant.
Yeah, it's got quite an elegant Latin name as well. It's Aspidistra elatior.
Ooh. Very fancy.
Cast iron plant's the common name.
Cool.
They're super tough. They'll handle the cold, they'll handle drying out. Just a really easy, nice, classic houseplant.
Love that. And they look lovely. Feel like that could go anywhere in my house and it would look good.
So you're saying this is a novice level plant?
Yeah,
Ben's
good
like,
one for you, Ben.
Yeah.
Ben, oh my god!
You saw the street address and you went, "That's where I'm parking up." Right
there. I didn't need a GPS because I walked right into it. Wow. Yeah, right though.
I would be
able to keep this plant alive.
If you kill that plant, I think you just need to give up at that point.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
Garrett update, because it's been a while.
Oh, yes.
I have propagated him into three separate plants that are all alive.
Wow.
Go you.
Thank you. I'd like to thank the Academy, Monster and Me, Green Lake Markets, Ben, my mum.
I love
dad.
That.
Yeah.
Going well. Making babies.
Yes,
Ben is officially a father.
For once.
So you were saying before as well about how during this market, you guys will be like, you know, composting all of the waste from the market, right?
Yeah, that's right. So when we do our markets at Green Lane, which we've been doing in the past, it's been quite easy to manage the waste because it's all on site.
Yeah.
But now we're doing an away market, so doing the waste management's become a bit more of a thing. And at Green Lane, our waste management, we do cardboard, cans, and compostable material.
CCC.
So, CCC, just to keep it easy. So if you're coming down... be ready for our vendors to supply you with that stuff and then engage with kind of a different bin setup. So source separation is what we're trying to encourage. So you're separating your wet food scraps from the compostable packaging so that when it comes back to our compost hub, super easy for us to deal with.
Cool.
And we're going to film a bit of that this weekend and try and get a bit of nice video content
of how
the waste management system works.
Cool. That's super exciting. I love that. It's so interesting.
Speaking of the socials, I saw recently you guys fitting in plants on your Insta at some restaurant. And I was just like so enamored. The way that it all is hung, the way that a white room is suddenly turned into a forest. Commendable.
Ah,
it's really cool to see.
I don't know which one you're talking about. A white wall. Could be Moment Cafe,
yes,
maybe?
Yes, no, that's the one.
Yeah,
that's the one.
Cool.
Oh, I like Moment Cafe.
No, it's always
Cafe.
Heaps of fun. Yeah, plants bring a vibe, eh?
Yes,
bring a vibe.
They do. And
definitely.
You can catch that vibe on the socials. What are all the handles?
There's Monstera and Men for the plant stuff, and then the markets is Green Lane Markets or Green Lane Christchurch on Facebook and Instagram.
Cool.
There you have it.
There you have it.
And if you want to come to Green Lane Markets as a vendor, if you're a small, crafty, arty, businessy person in Christchurch, we'd love to talk to you. You can go on our website, greenlane.co.nz, and there's a vendor form, an inquiry form, and
awesome.
We'd love to have a chat.
Yeah, definitely. And as someone who has been to a Green Lane market, I can attest you'll be in good company joining, because there's always so much cool stuff there. I got one of those not dogs last time.
Nice.
Are they back on Sunday?
They're back.
Yes, Graysburg. I want another one. They're so good.
Oh my God.
They're like these not meat hot dogs. Oh my gosh. Oh, I want one again right now. I'm so excited. Sunday can't come soon enough. Make sure you guys head down and follow all of that. And,
yeah, and also make sure you check out the Conscious Club Market in the Box Quarter on Saturday. So they're doing an autumn clothing sale.
Yeah, and
it's the summer market poster.
We don't have one.
We had the autumn poster. Nah, right. It's like,
I know, it's so close.
It's 1 season away.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
We're loving the ads for them.
It's it's nothing over $20, which is a really cool selling point.
And it's slow fashion. It's a seasonal market, so you'll find a lot of stuff that's appropriate for the seasons, even though it's secondhand. So
yeah, oh, it's great.
A good way to do it.
Yeah, because I feel like sometimes people are like, oh, I'll go to the market, but then they're worried that they're like not going to be able to find anything in their price range, or you know what I mean. So it's real nice having that $20 cap there.
Shout out to the Conscious Club. Good on you, girls.
Yeah, definitely, And so there you go. That's your entire weekend of markets sorted right there. Thank you very much for coming in, Ben.
Cheers.